Zion Shvat, Sunday the 13th of January, Rabbi Reuven Leuchter, the cornerstone of our Emunah. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Kaufman, Lilu Nishmas, Maras Finkel, Bras Rav Yitzchak Yehuda, Aleha Shalom.
I want to address a thing which basically is connected to the former parasha, but it's in the end of Parshas Bo. It's the most well-known Ramban. And we all know the Ramban there says, a certain quotation, that there is no Teva. Only when he believes that there is no Teva at all. That's the way the people say, Minanisim Agluim, Odom Moishe Minanisim Nistorim. And that's what he says, that ein odo chelik b'tiras Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin shekol dvoreinu mikreinu kulam nisim ein b'em tevo min hoge shel oilo. So people, they make a nice song out of that, and they say there is no teva at all. So this basically makes no sense. Basically makes absolutely no sense, because then the Baba Kama is gone. Because when I put fire in your home and it burns down, You will charge me about the Nhezek, then I'll tell you that was a miracle. Absolutely unexpected. Because there's absolutely no Teva. Why do you charge me? It's a Nes that your home burned down. Would you go for that? It's finished with Baba Kama. It's finished with the end of your Yevamos. It's finished with everything. You can pack together the whole Kolat Kula. And you say, there's no Teva at all. There's no Teva. That really makes no sense. Yeah? It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. And it's a basic, I think it's a mistake in how to read that Ramban. You shouldn't read the Ramban in that way. Because the Ramban has a whole Ariches. I see I will not have the possibility to learn through that Ramban. That is not our Inyan now. But he says that Be'etzam, we have mitzvahs that are reminding us from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah? Reminding us from Yetzias Mitzrayim. What does that mean? That means we have mitzvahs which remind us that our world, which is perceivable, is not the end. It's not the end. Because in the Yetzias Mitzrayim, some higher authority, which is not tangible, which is something which is not part of our world we see with our eyes, we feel with our hands, definitely entered the picture in order to take us out from there. So that is Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we need mitzvahs in order to, that we should remember that that was the case in Mitzrayim, that was the basis of the Jewish nation. The basis of the Jewish nation, that they are not only part of the world. There is something above part of them. That is the basis of the Jewish nation. And that's why he says too, that you have to be makbid in the mitzvahs, because the makbodas and mitzvahs shows that you are connecting to this authority which is above the world. That's what he says over here. Perhaps I read that. The kavonas kol mitzvahs, the kavona of the klal of all the mitzvahs together, shenami belokeinu v'noyde elokof shu elof shu bronu. We are admitting that the Bore Olam created us. That means we are not only part of the world; we are stemming from somewhere or from someone which is way above. And now see, look, she'ein lonu tam acher b'yitzira rishoino, that's the kavon of the Bria, we have no other reason for making a creation. Ve'ein keil enyon chofetz b'tachtoini milvad, the Boirolum doesn't have any desire in his creatures, only she'yeda odom v'yoyde l'elokov shebro. That we should admit that we are created from that higher authority. Bekavonis Roimu Musa Koil, but Tfilis Bekavonis Bote Agnesis, Besus Tfilis Rabim. That is what the Tfilis are about. Zeushi Elibne Odom Mokum Yiskapsu Vyodu Lekeish Abraham, Vim Tzion. Vim Farsu Vse Vyoimu Lefon of Briu Sech Anachtu. So that what is the Tfilis about. Now, when we are Medayik in that Rabban, only a little bit, then we see that the Rabban says, that is the kavana of all the mitzvahs together. But the tefillah makes that explicit. The tefillah, even though it's only the rabbonon, let's say the tefillah is the rabbonon, it's not a deraisa. But tefillah is a place where you say loud what is the kavana of the whole thing. And you say in the tefillah that we are connected to someone which is intangible. That is one of the problems in tefillah, that you speak to someone, and you speak to someone, and but you don't see him. But that is the kavanah of all the mitzvahs together, that we are connected to something above. Not only connected, we even can speak to him. Not only we can speak to him, we even can do actions which are stemming from there. Those are the mitzvahs. But Klal Yisrael is a nation which is not only part of the world with some ambition and with some higher goal or whatever it is. No, it's created in a way that something higher enters the picture. And that's what the tefillah means. That's what you express in the tefillah. And now you see that the tefillah expresses the background of all of the Torah explicitly. And he says now, they were screaming to Hashem with forcefully. You learn that tefillah needs to be said aloud. I would want to read that. There are two ways to read that. I want to read that. That chutzpah is better than busha. Don't tell it to your children. Yeah? Don't tell your children that chutzpah is better than busha, but in tefillah, there's something like this going on in chutzpah. I don't know whether you once had, I see, you make a fundraiser that's a very good thing, but once in a while, what would be when someone would knock at your door and wants to have a donation for his cause? Yeah? Could be a cause of himself, a cause of his kol or yeshiva or his organization, whatever it is, his cause. And he would come to you and he would ask you what you want to give. But he's misbayish. It's not such a pleasant thing to do that. So he has a certain busha. But there are people, what would be when someone would tell you, you know what, I want to tell you, you are interested in my endeavor. What would you say? You would tell him, you know what, you should be gesund und stark. I will decide about my interests myself. Don't be a chutzpinyak to interfere with my own things. Don't do that. Don't tell me that I am interested in you. I will decide that. You can present your cause, and I will think about it, and afterwards I'll decide whether I'm interested. You know what you do when you are davening? When you are davening, you are screaming to the Borei Olam. Do you know what that means? It means that you tell the Borei Olam, you are interested in us. Because that's what you wanted. You are interested in our nation. You are. That's called chutzpah. That's called chutzpah. But in tefillah, it's revealed that chutzpah is better than busha. Don't come and daven and say like this. No. You daven and do like that. I am confident that you are interested in me. I'm confident about that. That chatzifa notzach lebisha. That means you are so much connected to Hashem that it's not only that you are stemming from there, it's not only that your history was that the Borei Olam created once the Jewish nation or created the whole world. No, it's not like this. Actually now, he's interested in you now. And when you are davening, you tell him, you are interested in me. You have a chefetz. You are You have an interest in me. That's what the Ramban says. And the expression of that interest is tefillah. So we tell the Borei Olam, you are interested in us. And now he goes further on. Now, I don't know whether you are aware the way the Ramban says what means an es nigle and an es nisr. You think an es nigle is an open miracle. It's something which is really spooky. And an es nisr is something which you could still explain with nature. So that's not true. The Ramban doesn't think like this. Because you see it, I don't want to learn the whole Ramban, all the Rambanim, but you see it in the Ramban when he speaks about Yochevet, which she gave birth to Moshe, and the Eben Ezra is choylik and says it makes no sense because she has to be 130 by the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's a big miracle. And by Soro Imenu, they spoke about that miracle when she was 90. So for sure, the Torah would have to mention the miracle by Yochevet. That's what the Eben Ezra says. And now the Ramban says, I will tell you that the Eben Ezra is really wrong. Really wrong. That's what he says. Zov Roiteach. I will put in Zov Roiteach in the mouth of that guy. That means he is really wrong. Really, really wrong. Yeah? What is? He says, for sure, you couldn't explain that in a natural way. For sure. But it's still an es nisr. Why? Because the Novi didn't say that. No one said beforehand that will happen. So that's called an es nisr. Yeah, but you can't explain it. The Ramban doesn't say, no, I can explain it. No, you can't explain it. But it's still an es nisr, because the Novi didn't say anything. What does the prophet, the Novi, say when there is an es? He will say, you know what, all your people, look, 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the Buckingham Palace, and then 3 o'clock, as punctual as, begin your day in the Torah way, as punctual, tuck on the second, 3:00, the whole Buckingham Palace will go up in the air, and it will float for 10 minutes, after 10 minutes straight, goes down again. Do you think the Novi says such nonsense? Do you really think that is the business of the Novi, that he has to tell you some spooky things which will happen at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? The Novi tells you there will be a message. Hashem will give you a message. Through what? Through a miracle. That's what the Novi tells you. The Novi tells you there is a message going on. Hashem speaks with you. Not with words. He speaks with you with something happens in the world. That's called nes nigle. What is a nes nisr? A nes nisr means something definitely happens in the world. But the message is unclear. Because there's no Novi which said that. That's the difference between a nes nisr and a nes nigle. Both are not able to be explained in physical or biological terms. Both. Not. Okay? Or laftafke. But the message is unclear. The point of a nes nigle, there is an explicit message there. And nes nisr means there are messages there, but they are hidden. And now, we are so connected to Hashem that everything which happens to us is a message. Everything. Everything which happens in my life is a message for Hashem. It doesn't mean everything in my life is not explainable. Because that's not the point of an es nisr. An es nisr means a hidden message. So we are believing that even natural courses which happen to us are also hidden messages. That's the way a Jew lives. A Jew lives that the whole world speaks to him. Because Hashem is interested in him. He is connected to him. And this above authority makes things happening that they should give over a message to every single person. That's what's called a nes nisr. That's what the Ramban in Yochevet. It's not the point whether it's explainable or not. It should be not explainable. It's still a nes nisr. And when it's explainable, can still be a nes nisr. Nes doesn't mean spooky thing. Nes doesn't mean physical laws don't apply. That doesn't mean a nes. A nes means that There is a message going on. And es nigle means there is a clear message going on from Hashem through what's happening in the world. And es nisto means that there is a hidden message going on through what is happening in the world. So an es nisto can be anything. Anything which happens. And now look. The Ramban says that that those are the Yesoida Teure Kula. She'ein lo'odem chelim b'teures Moshe Rabbeinu, that you have no part in the Torah at all, ad she'navi b'chol dvoreinu u'mikreinu she'kunam nisim, ein b'em teva min hoge shel oilom. So it doesn't mean that everything which is there in the world, he says, kol mikreinu, u'dvoreinu, dvoreinu u'mikreinu, that means what happens to us. Everything what happens to us is a message. Everything. And you have no chelik in Torah's Moshe when you think that there are things happening which don't include any message. That's the point of the Rambam. And he says, Bein berabim, bein beyochid. So that's a big chidush. That has no explanation when you say there's no teva. What means bein berabim, bein beyochid? You understand the question? There are people which say over here in the Ramban there's no teva, there's no nature at all. So what does the Rabbin say? The Ramban say, bein berabim, bein beyochid. What is? No, what the fact that fire is burning is not a teva. What does it mean, bein berabim, bein beyochid? It's a question in the fire. The fire or burns or doesn't burn, you know? But what does it mean, berabim, beyochid? No, that is a big chidush. I would think messages are only for the community. For me as a person, as a single person, who am I, the Boy Roilum should send a message to? Who am I? I'm a small man. I'm a simple person. I really am not worth that the Boy Roilum should send me a message. So the Raman says no. For the bigger community, for sure. But even for every single individual, everything which happens to him happens to him. Not everything which happens in the world. Everything which happens to him includes a message. That's the Rambam. Yeah? Bein berabim, bein beyochid. Elim yaseh mitzvahs. When you are doing the mitzvahs, yatzlichenu schoroi. You don't have to say that according to the people which say there is no teva, not depending on the mitzvahs at all. There's not depending on the mitzvahs. No. This is simply a fact that this wood, you know, it seems like wood. It's like a demon, you know. It's not clear that's wood that seems to you, but be'etzem, be'oimek, there's no real wood. There's everything, only demyonis, and it's all nothing teva. It's all, you have to explain that. I look, my finger, I have a problem. This one, there are people which that goes like that. By me, it doesn't. I can't make like this. It doesn't work. It gets stuck. So I can't explain. No, it means be'oimek, that be'etzem. No, it doesn't go. No, we are living in a world which has wood, and which has iron, and which has stone, and has all the things, for sure. But it is a question what happened to you. Because you get the message out of it. Even when it's only wood, and it's for sure only wood, but what happens to you through that? When you are matzliach with your business, whether you get something bad, chas v'shalom, happening to you, there is a message involved. That's the Rambam. That was the Rambam, yeah? So when the Beit Berabim may be yochid, helim yaseh ha-mitzvahs, yatzichem v'schoroi, v'im yavar aleyem yachisenu onshoi. Hakul b'gzeir ha-seylen, kasher iskarti kvar. Everything goes according to what the Boi Rolim decides. V'isparsu v'anisim v'anistore b'inyin al-rabim. So the Nisim Nistorim are mentioned in the Torah when they are connected to the Klal Yisrael. When you see then you get the Kshomim Be'itom, and then you get for the when the all of the Klal Yisrael is behaving in a way, then the nature Kshomim are coming down in a way which you will have the most benefit out of it. Because the message will be, you are accepted from the Boi Roilom. He wants you. He is happy with you. And then the Kshomim are telling you that you are doing the things in the right way. Yeah? But those are nisim nistorim. Those are not nisim gluim. But it's not nisim gluim because nothing spooky happens. Because there is no explicit message there. There's nothing a novice says beforehand and say, now we want to tell you that this and this thing will happen because you were righteous. Or this and this thing will happen because you made an aveira. No, there's no novice there. Only things are happening in the world, but there's a message there that you were right. That's what he says. That was on the bad side. Why Eretz Yisrael is so destroyed and nothing grows? Why? Because they made aveiros. So that's like nature. You could be, I know today, perhaps there was global warming. Or perhaps there was a drought because the winds were blowing, but there was a high pressure over here and a low pressure over there, and then for several years the wind goes the wrong way. Very explainable in meteorology. Very explainable. Okay, what shall I do? That's the way, you know. For once in a while it goes in this way, and once in a while it goes in that way. Yeah? Once in a while we have. Now I'm Swiss originally, I wasn't in Switzerland, but now when you go to Schweiz, so it's a little bit cold there. It's really a little bit cold there now, but there were years which this wasn't cold. It was barely a drop of snow in normal cities, you know, and now everything full with snow, yeah? So, you're okay, that's the way it goes, what shall I do, you know? You have different currents going on in the air, and once in a while it goes snow, and once in a while not, okay, that's it. But when you are Jewish, even as an individual, or when you have the Jewish nation, all these things happen with a message for you. The message is you were good, you were righteous, or the message is that you made chatoim. That's the message for the rabbi. That's what it says there. Shispal gadol lechol ha'umishu me'ez Hashem ba'oncho. Ha'pikim v'ro kolam ve'oretz kishem Hashem nikro lecha v'yoru imeko. Those are the tefillin. Or when you do the mitzvahs, then the farishe bezer Hashem in Vayikro. Okay, so over here we have that Ramban. So the Ramban doesn't say, that's a very basic thing in our emunah. We are very normal people, but the point of emunah over here in the Ramban is that everything which happens to you includes a message from the Borei Olam. That's called an es nister. You are told something through your life, and this is a concept which stems from that background, that Hashem is interested in you, in us, or in every individual. Because that's why I can approach my life, that my life teaches me something. My life, what happens to me, that's something to grow from. It's not only something to overcome. That is the Jewish way of approaching the world. And it's very difficult than the Goyish way. Now, the Goyish way of approaching the world, they a lot speak about grit. You know what grit is? I don't know whether in England also you have this. You have to have grit. The Americans are very into that. And when there is an obstacle, there's no message. There's only an obstacle. What is the thing? You have to overcome that. And you put your teeth together. And you overcome that. What did you learn from that? Learn? Why should I learn from that? I simply made an effort, and I overcome the obstacle. I learned something. My muscles grew. Anything which happens only makes my muscles grow. But there's no intelligent message there. And so it's difficult. What shall I do? I'll overcome it. Is that the intelligent way of living? Do you really think that's intelligent? That what is happening in the world, what is the message I constructed in myself? I want to be my 62 years, I want to make the Iron Man. You know what that is? You go to Hawaii and go with a bicycle and you swim and you run. Okay, I'll train for the Iron Man. Is that intelligent? But you would all say, Kol HaKavod, and the people, when I would say it in a young, by young people, they would be, he wants to overcome all the odds. And by the age of 62, he's still training to be an Iron Man. That's what you do with age 62. You don't have anything more intelligent to do than seemingly be 30. You don't have anything more intelligent to do by the age 62. I want to be seemingly 30. I want to be sportive as a young man. So I will die by 90 in a healthy way. That's right. I'll be very healthy when I'll die. But there are nothing accumulated from wisdom and from thoughts. My life didn't educate me. Nothing. I simply tried to put that wheel backwards and try to stay young and try to stay young and try to say I overcame all the obstacles. But why do you know why? By 90 or 95, finita la commedia, and I tried to put that wheel backwards and then back, finished. That's intelligent. It's not. But you don't let your life teach you something. Huh? By me, one, for example, older people, I knew the Steipel a little bit. I knew Rav Wolbe with his Rebbitzin. I knew her. I knew the Rebbitzin. At the Rebbitzin, she had a face which was full with wrinkles. Full. It was one of the most beautiful faces I know. Because all these wrinkles, they told a story. Her life educated her. And over here was Auschwitz. And over there was Beryankiv. And over here was Yerushalayim. And over there it was all written on that face. And that face had 90 years of education expressed. This is an intelligent way of living as a Jew. But you know, other people, when they get the wrinkle, they make like this. And they want to make it flat again. Are you crazy? What's the answer? Yes. The answer is, you don't want your life to educate you. You don't want your life to give you messages. You don't want that there is a message that you get older. And it's a good thing. And you can grow from that. You don't want that. And that's the same case in all different messages we have. We don't accept that. This is the inner core of the Rambam. Not that there is no Teva in the world. There is no Teva what happens to me. Because everything which happens to me includes a message. So it could be, we can't live like this 24/7. We would be crazy, because it would be too heavy, that every single thing is a message. But we have to know this general thing, that when something happens in life, and I meet out of my profession, when you want that, I meet people which have terrible things happening to them. The most important thing by anything which happens to a person is to try to decipher what is the message, what is the educational message included in life. And when we get that educational message which is included in life, then we did what the Ramban says, that then we are the people which live with a higher authority. And this higher authority is connected to us. This higher authority speaks to us through our lives. That's called there is no Teva. Because Teva means there is no message. Teva means that there is no message. What shall I do? It's Teva. What shall I do? Nothing happens to you, especially for me. This is apikursus. No, there is all messages. Because there is a higher authority connected to me. That's the inner core of this whole Ramban. Yeah? So when you learn the Ramban in the right way, you see, he never said that there is no Teva. For sure there is Teva. And when I burn down your home, I will have to pay. You can't come with the argument, you know, that the fire is burning, that's a miracle. The Rambam. There is no Teva, what shall I do? I don't pay. No, 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 no. The Beis Din will make you pay. And when the Beis Din is not able to make you pay, the court will make you pay and you have to pay. You know, for sure. For sure, you can't get rid of that. I is no Teva. No, what happens to you is a message. That means there is no Teva. I think that's a very basic thing, and that's a very important message itself for us that you should take home from that Rambam. That's what I wanted to tell you from today. Now it's 30 minutes on the clock. Zeigese. Thank you.